Beginning current daf, Mesechtes Bamitzia daf, Tezvav, beginning Beit, beginning Tezmata, beginning Gemara, Hadlai Masik El Shir Ara. Well, this is talking about where he's only collecting the amount of how much the land is worth, which takes his team, it's a wonder. Because Kim Dalai Masik El Shir Ara, if he's saying that that's how much he's owed is only the amount of the land itself, so a Mainet El Shvach, then, okay, so it's not the same as the other case where he collects everything. But why is he even collect the Shvach HaYes Ali Tzid, that's more than expenses? He shouldn't even get that, because that's not what he's owed. You're right, that could have, the Gemara could have asked that. But anyways, the Gemara asked very well, etc. Where the Gemara anyways asked a good question, but that could have also been a question. Now, according to the Gemara's conclusion, the Muki that explains about Paitiki that's talking about where it was designated, Sasa Shapa. Then it makes sense, because the Abbe de Lemasik Be'er L'Sher Ara, although he's only owed the amount of how much the land is worth, he's going to give the expenses to the buyer. But what's more than the expenses you can take for free, like someone that goes into someone else's field without permission, which more later on the Manav tells us that you only pay for the expenses. And here, since it was like his field, so therefore he gets whatever the shvach is, he just has to pay for the expenses. Which first by Makabel, the Gemara later on the Kofiyotam Abayz, or the Girsa is the Perek Hashayil and the Tzadikim and Aleph. Because this source doesn't really tell us more about this machlekes, which others say lokos and tesis babu kama dav tzadik b'manav de maschal nicha or tesis levin tzadiyem and after the maschal nicha and ksubis dav tzadik alf and beis the maschal nai. Next tesis maschal to begin the gemara going to shavi apaytiki. For example, where you designated as apaytiki heikoy, that this is where your collection is specifically from this film. Ah, so Hashda Matzi Ayri now could be talking about the Masik Bay that what he's collecting over here is a fill of Shir Arav Shivcha, even the amount of the land and the improvements. Even so, even the Shavia Paitiki, that since he made as a Paitiki, Tzarch Litna Yitzia. But why? I thought when it's that, didn't we say that when it's the amount of the Ara and the Shvach, then he gets to collect the Shvach and doesn't have to pay anything? No, now that we explain the Paitiki, actually. He would have to give the expenses, like the halacha when someone comes into your field, yeah, it is yours, it's all yours, but you have to pay the guy for the expenses that he did when he made your field better. Like the Gemara says, in Hamakabal over the end of Kofiud, where the orphans, they say, look, we made this field better, not our father, and what do they want? And they want to get compensated for the expenses, in contrast to their father, who wouldn't even get compensated for that. And although he's owed the amount of how much the land is worth and the improvements, because the if the father made a better grave, then you'll be able to collect everything. Same, but the orphans, if they did it, they're like someone else, which they should at least get compensated for their expenses. Now, me, however, in Raya, there's no proof. The Shani is saying, because orphans are different, they don't have anyone to go back to get compensated for their expenses. Because the kimmich asa bim apoytiki, since their father made apoytiki, how do you create the text techavera shlabishos? It's like going to someone else without permission. Shayna mafsira yitzia, where you don't lose out the expenses. Avakeach, but by a buyer. Shayna mafsiklum, where he doesn't lose anything. Shamaych mishamlai, hayitzia, the hashevach, where the seller pays him the expenses and the improvement. Shayna poitroi mechayvai, where he lets him off from his debt. Then you could say that the truth is that even by a paitiki, given the mazik b'shir arvashiv, because since he's collecting the amount of the land and the shevach, shakal hakol, then actually he would take everything. Because he makes a paitiki, he's not going to lose out. So actually, you could say that he wouldn't have to pay him for the expenses. He would be able to collect everything. But then, says Taisis, you're going to say, and again, that's the difference between Yisayim, because Yisayim have no one to go to. Here, this guy could go and collect from the seller. The answer is, if you're going to say Kivin to Amalei, since he tells him, that's what a paitiki is, you should only collect from this field, when he sells it to someone else, so essentially, even though it's not really a gazan, but it's like buying from a gazan, because quote unquote, it's not really the seller's anymore, he made it designated for the Baal Chayiv, so then you have the question, that lama noitel min hamoicher. Why do you take from the seller hashavach hayas alitzia the improvements that's more than expenses? But v'holakech migazlan l'shmul, But according to Shmuel, if you buy from a Gazan, less Lei Shivcha, you actually don't get compensated for the improvement. Actually, it was sold before the time of when the loan to the seller was due. Oh, the chala mekachadazman. So then the sale is valid up until that time. And therefore, this is the main point, the principle, but it's not similar to the case of a gazan shaloi chala mekach klal, where the sale was never valid at all. Oh, so then you have a problem. The zuzi havalvos. Essentially, that means the money was never from a sale. It was a loan. And bim yisham shevach. That's what we say, that if you're going to pay for the improvements, havalei ribis. So then it's like he's paying more than what he got, this seller, which is his interest. At least it looks like that. And b'fil machra achra hazman, and then if he sold it after the time, ha'yisav lefayis b'alchay b'zuzi, he would think to appease the creditor with money. And even then, the sale would take place until he grabs from him. And that's why it's different. It's not, although in a way it's like Gazan, but you know the problem of Mechzik Ribbis, and that's why he does pay the Shevach. So he gets the money, but he doesn't get the improvements. Shaisa says, Tim, it's a wonder because my Gazal Kamen, Baba Kamen, Dab Tzadigayim, and Aleph. Tana, we learned, hey, Goyvim and Mechuragim. There are five things that collect only from what's available. And Shevach, which is the improvements. Mukilah, so the Gemara explains, what are we talking about? We're talking about Chacham. A Talmudic scholar, to Yod the Karka in exile, said he knows that property cannot be stolen. In contrast that the Gemara thought that you say even Beshegi by a regular person. So I'm going to see, a Philip Behekerba, that even when the guy knew about it, Yeshle Shevach, he'll be able to collect from the available assets the improvements. There must be talk when he explicitly accepts the responsibility for that, but in general, he would not get the Shabbat as our Gemara says. When he knew. So rather, he's giving it to him as a gift. So he's asking a question, he's answering by someone sells a field in the Yevil year, on the Yevil year itself. Shmuel says that the money is given back. Which ties bother with a question, why does it go back? Why didn't you say it was given as a gift, like we're saying over here? So there's no like Lemaima, you can't say Adam Yedea Shein Mechra Bayevil that oh, because everyone knows there's no sale by Yevil, must be he's giving it as a gift. It's not true. The end of the question, not so obvious, because to the contrary, Dama Rab Mechur Bayetza, Rab actually disagrees with it, says it actually is a valid sale. And then it goes out. So therefore that's why we don't say it like over here that it must be as a gift. Next there's Matab Gimnaga Khazab Alak Bahulu, and he goes back and then he buys it from the one that really owns it, which Chase explains, Balahika Bamairi, it's talking about where, okay, that the buyer didn't know this idea that it was stolen, and becoming buyer late. So what's the question that the Gemara is asking? Im a gazan, could the gazan yochel avatel ha-mekach, could he nullify his sale, which was never really a valid sale, and lohavs alema yisav, and to give him back his money, and then to take back the property because he's buying it from the real owner, or maybe not, that's, no, now he's reaffirming, and the guy that he's quote unquote sold to is it's now really sold to. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, the Mislekeh, where the buyer dies. Which Perish Rashi explains, when did the buyer die? Ach Shalakha, after he bought it. So he says, in there, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Miyat Shekana Gazlan, because that means to say the moment the Gazlan bought it, Zacha Belekeh, then the Lekeh already gets it. And if the lekeh dies after the seller bought it, then and removes it from him. The moment the guy bought it now goes to lekeh. So why would it not go to him then? So Yeshlem, rather you could say not like Rashi. We're talking about the mis that the buyer died before the gazan bought it in exile from the real owner, and tzach lemer. That Shaya Chayla, a geisis, you have to say that he was either sick or in the throes of death. Meshah Shalakha, meaning when he bought from the exam. Therefore, then you could say that, yeah, he wasn't concerned for what they're going to say about him because he knows he's going to die. That's the relevant point. But you can't say, like Rashi, that the Lekev was alive then because then he should have gotten it anyway. You told me rather that he died before the Gazan bought it. And the question is, does the Gazan who dies right after he buys it, does he care then or not?